Shout hallelujah wherever you are. Pastor Rich welcomes you to Prophetic Declarations Hour. This is your set time for alignment, for realignment, and for divine establishment. Today, destiny shall be corrected, purposes shall be revealed, and lives shall be rooted in God's eternal counsel.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice in it. This is tape 020926. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Welcome to another powerful moment of the presence of the Lord. This is your prophetic declarations hour. A moment of praying the word, receiving divine counsel, confronting the little foxes, and positioning your life for transformation. I am Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich, and I welcome you especially to this prophetic moment. This month, our focus is dealing with little foxes, and today we are dealing with identify the little foxes. Beloved, before you can remove what is destroying your vineyard, you must first identify it. Before we begin to ask God to change everything around us, we must give Him permission to search what is inside us. So, wherever you are right now, open your heart. Don't listen casually, listen prayerfully. And pray these prayers with faith, because today God is exposing what must be removed and removing what has been destroying your peace, removing what has been destroying your progress, your relationships, your character, and destiny. I want you to say, Holy Spirit, search me. Amen and amen. Just like I said, our topic today is identifying the little foxes. And our scripture focus is from Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. And I read, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see it there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you with an open heart. Lord, search me. I want you to pray along with me. Say, Lord, search me. Search my heart. Search my thoughts. Search my motives. Search my attitudes. Search my habits. Search my relationships. Search my priorities. Holy Spirit, shine your light into every hidden area of my life today. Expose every little fox. Expose every hidden weakness. Expose every wrong attitude. Expose every destructive habit. Expose every compromise. Expose everything that is damaging my spiritual life and destiny. Lord, give me courage to face myself honestly. Deliver me from excuses. Deliver me from self-justification. Deliver me from spiritual blindness. Give me grace to accept your correction. And when you reveal what must change, give me the grace to change it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want us to have some reflections over today's topic and also today's scripture focus. Beloved, I want you to hear this. You cannot deal with what you refuse to recognize. David prayed one of the most powerful prayers a believer can pray. He said, search me, O God. Notice that David did not say, search my enemies. He said, search me. This is spiritual maturity. Sometimes what we are good at, identifying what is wrong with everybody else. We see pride in others. We see anger in others. We see unforgiveness in others. We see bad character in others. We see people's mistakes. But God is saying, let me search you. There are little foxes that may be hiding inside your heart. A little resentment, a little bitterness, a little pride, a little jealousy, a little compromise, a little dishonesty, a little anger, a little distraction, a little spiritual laziness, a little unforgiveness, a little addiction to things that are consuming your time and attention. And because they look little, you ignore them. But remember, the problem with little foxes is not their size, it is their destructive potential. A little compromise today can become a stronghold tomorrow. A little bitterness can become hatred. A little offense can become unforgiveness. A little distraction can become wasted years. A little spiritual negligence can become spiritual dryness. And sometimes the greatest enemy of your next level is not a demon outside you. It may be a little fox that you have allowed inside your vineyard. Some little foxes hide behind excuses. You say, that is just how I am. Some hide behind familiarity, like saying, I have always behaved this way. Some hide behind self-justification by saying, they made me do it. But today, the Holy Spirit is saying, let me search you. Not to condemn you, not to destroy you, but to transform you. When God exposes something, don't defend it. When God reveals something, don't rename it. When God convicts you, don't blame somebody else. Deal with it. I say it again, deal with it. Because what you are willing to confront today cannot continue to control your tomorrow. Hallelujah. Quickly, I want us to go for prophetic declarations. And you are going to be praying this prayer of confession. Search me, O God. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24 is our anchor scripture. Now lift your voice and pray. I want you to pray like somebody who meant it. Let it be from your spirit. I want you to say, my Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I invite you to search me. I want you to give God invitation to search you today. I want you to pray that prayer. Say, search the deepest place of my heart. Reveal everything in me that is not pleasing to you. Lord, expose every little fox I have tolerated. Expose every attitude I have normalized. Expose every habit I have defended. Expose every compromise that I have justified. Expose every bitterness I have concealed. Expose every resentment I have carried. Expose every pride that I have disguised. Expose every jealousy I have hidden. Expose every unforgiveness I have protected. Expose every wrong relationship. Expose every wrong influence. Expose every wrong desire. Lord, expose every thought pattern that is contrary to your word. Holy Spirit, show me what I cannot see about myself. Wherever I have become spiritual careless, awaken me, O Lord. Where I have become insensitive to your voice, restore my sensitivity. Where I have become comfortable with compromise, disturb my comfort, O Lord. Where I have been blaming others for what I need to correct myself, give me humility. Where I have been protecting what you are asking me to surrender, give me courage to let go. Father, I refuse to hide behind excuses. I refuse to say that is just how I am. I refuse to justify what you are asking me to change. I refuse to protect the little foxes destroying my vineyard. Holy Spirit, expose them. and give me grace to remove them. Lord, purify my heart, renew my mind, correct my motives, strengthen my character. Lord, restore my spiritual sensitivity. Let my private life agree with my public confession. Let my character support my calling. Let my conduct reflect my faith. Lord, let my life bring glory to your name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to quickly listen to this counseling insight. Beloved, let me speak to you as a counselor today. I like to say that awareness must come before adjustment. Awareness must come before adjustment. If you have a problem, you don't know that you have a problem. That is even the real problem. You cannot correct what you refuse to acknowledge. Sometimes people are praying, Lord, change my marriage. But God is saying, let me change something in you. Some are praying, Lord, change my workplace. God says, let me change your attitude. Some are praying, Lord, change the people around me. But God says, let me change your response to them. Don't be afraid when God shows you something about yourself. Conviction is not condemnation. When the Holy Spirit exposes a weakness, He is inviting you into transformation. So ask yourself today, what is God showing me about myself? What attitude must I surrender? What habit must I break? What relationship needs a boundary? What conversation must I stop having? What influence must I disconnect from? What compromise must I end? And what spiritual discipline must I restore? Beloved, don't wait until a little fox becomes a major crisis. Deal with it now. Deal with it this week. Deal with it this month. If it is stealing your peace, deal with it. If it is weakening your prayer life, deal with it. If it is damaging your character, deal with it. If it is destroying your relationships, deal with it. If it is compromising your testimony, deal with it. What you confront today cannot continue to dominate your life tomorrow. Finally, I want to release these prophetic declarations over everyone under the sound of my voice. Now receive them by faith. Standing in the office God has placed me, and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon my life, and by the authority and the authentication of the Word of God, I decree and I declare over your life that every little fox hiding in your fine yard is exposed now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every weakness, hidden weakness working against your destiny is exposed. Every destructive habit is broken. Every wrong attitude is uprooted. Every spirit of bitterness in your life is broken today. Every spirit of unforgiveness is broken. Every root of pride is uprooted. Every secret compromise is terminated. Every wrong influence around your life is exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Every relationship that is secretly destroying your peace shall lose its power over you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your spiritual eyes are opening from now. Your discernment is increasing. Your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit is increasing. You will recognize what is good. You will recognize what is dangerous. You will recognize what is sent by God. You will recognize what must be rejected. You will not be deceived again. You will not be distracted again. You will not be destroyed. You will not lose your identity to little things. Your prayer life is coming alive again. Your hunger for God's word is increasing. Your discipline is increasing. Your wisdom is increasing. Your character is becoming stronger. Your mind is becoming sound. Your heart is becoming pure. Your relationships are receiving divine wisdom. In the name of Jesus, your decisions are receiving divine direction. You will not destroy your future through present compromise. You will not sacrifice your destiny on the altar of temporary pleasure. You will not exchange eternal value for temporary gratification. The grace to say no is coming upon you. The grace to walk away is coming upon you. The grace to forgive is coming upon you. The grace to repent quickly is coming upon you. In the name of Jesus Christ, the grace to obey completely is coming upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare your vineyard shall flourish. Your life shall produce good fruit. Your character shall bring forth honor to God. Your family shall experience peace. Your purpose shall advance. Your destiny shall not be aborted. Your testimony shall not be corrupted. And everything God has planted in your life shall flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. In closing, Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and adoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Please, I want you to keep sharing this tip until somebody is being blessed with it. And also, I pray for everyone supporting our ministry. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord help you to deal with every little foxes in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to remember, you cannot deal with what you refuse to recognize. This month, don't ignore the little foxes. Identify them, confront them, remove them. Protect your vineyard, protect your heart, protect your mind, protect your destiny. And may the Lord cause everything he has planted in your life to flourish. I am Pastor and Counselor Wally Rich. This has been your prophetic declarations. Until we meet again, keep praying the scripture, keep walking in God's word, keep your heart clean, keep your feet alive, and keep winning. Jesus is Lord. Shalom.